Ja. Ja, dat gof dauer om me bezig houden. Ja, stop in de top again. Oma maar, mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili omru, afein kois fin olav gitin oshim. You're not allowed a right to get your wife on top of an animal. That's what we're talking about. Certain things you can't do with an animal. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says you can't ride a get on the back of an animal and give it to your wife. My time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what's the reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglili? What's wrong with it? The time you will learn. The Pasuk says, like, because of law, safer. You have to write the safer. So what is that? It's talking about Gershon giving a get. It says a lotion of a safer. So the Gemara ain't yell a safer. Maybe you really have to use a safer, which means a cloth, a piece of parchment. Maybe you could only write a get on a piece of parchment. Minayim, the rabbi's called over. How do we know you can write a get on anything? A piece of paper, a piece of cardboard, anything? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, because of law, safer creases. Because of law, write to a mashma mikol makom. Any way you write to her, it's okay, even on paper. If so, Fred Gemarim Cain, if so, Matam Aloim is safer. Why does the Pasuk say then, because of law safer? Like safer is mashma, you have to write it on parchment. So Gemara says, Loim Alachot teaches like this. Ma safer, just like a real safer, written on parchment, is Dover Shein by Ruachayim. It's something that's not alive. The skin itself, now the parchment is not alive. V'yena oichel, and it's not something you can eat. That's what it has to be. Is af kol dover shein by ruachayim v'yena oichel. True, you could write a get on anything. It doesn't have to be a piece of parchment. It could be a piece of paper. That's the klal, the cost of law. But it has to be doimis, something like a sefer. At least in these two ways. That it has to not be an animal. It can't be alive. And it can't be food. So that's the pshan of Yosef Glili. That's what Torah says, the cost of law sefer. The cost of law means anything. But sefer comes to teach us it can't be food or it can't be a bal chayin animal. For the more of Rabbonin, what's the svar on the Rabbonin? Why do they say, yes, you're allowed to write a get, even on the back of an animal? So Rabbonin said like this, because of a bas sefer, if the Torah would have said, Lashon would have bays, because of law, bas sefer, krisis, then could have come, then you're right, that bas sefer means write to get in something like a sefer, which would mean like a piece of parchment. And even if you want to say the cost of law is marba, it's only marba, but something like a sefer that's not an animal. Of a hash to the cost of safer, now that the Torah says the word stam safer, without a base, it doesn't say the cost of bas safer, it just says cost of safer. Do you know what the word safer means? It doesn't mean a piece of parchment at all. It just means lesfiras dvorim bal mahudiyosa. To come to teach us, what do you have to write inside the get? Inside the get, you have to write a sfiras, telling over the story what's going on. Like you have to write out in the get is all about. That's the lashon of the cost of the sefer. The cost of law sefer krisis means sfiras dvorim, saying over words about what's going on. The Rashi says, "El divrei haget kori sefer sfiras dvorim krisis dvorim shiokursim afridim neim." Write out exactly what you're doing. You're doing to separate you and your wife. So that's what you have to write inside the get a sefer about krisis, but not that what it has to be written on. So therefore, the Rabbanon doesn't dash in the word safer, so he only says the word because of law, so you can write it on anything. But now the Gemara is though, for Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, hi because of my darshi bay. He said, why does the Torah have to say lashon of a cost of an extra because of? In other words, Shita could write to get on anything. Like, why would I think not? Bishleim, according to Yosi Aglili, the Torah says safer. So safer, I would think it means only a piece of parchment. Kamash milon, the cost of law, no anything. Why does it say the word safer for? It has to be at least not a balchai, not food. But according to the Rabbonin, that the word safer just means you have to write about what's going on in the get. So then why does the Torah have to say an extra word because of law? Like Shita you could write a get. What else can you do? So why does the Torah say because of law? So my answer is like this. Humi boile viksiva miskareshes v'yena miskareshes bekesef. It's come to teach us another halacha. That the halacha is by a get. How can you give your wife a get? Only if it's written on a piece of paper, written a get. Mashenken, not with money. You can't give your wife money to make gershon. Really, I would have thought, hoyel v'yiskush yitziya lehavaya. The pasuk's makish yitziya, that's gershon, lehavaya to kedushin. The same pasuk talks about kedushin, and it talks about getting, about giving a get. So I would have thought, ma havaya, just like when you make kedushin, is the kesef, you could be mekadosh your wife with giving her money, is I would think also after you'd see her, because of maybe when you want to get rid of your wife, give her a get. Also, you could give her money. that could be in the place of a get, kamash malon. That's why the pasuk has an extra time now. Because of law, you have to write to her. You can't give her money. You would have to write to her. But enechnami on what? There's no restrictions. According to Rabbon, you can write to get on anything, even on the back of an animal, even on a noichel, even on food. Also, you can write to get. Rashi says the enim is kareshes is the kesef. The litain lo kesef l'shem gerushin. For loimer and tella harayat megareshes boy kederav shenosam mekedushin v'yom harayat mekedushes li. Just like by kedushin, we give her money, you give her a ring. Harayat mekedushes li. Maybe the same thing by gerushin. And really, I would say like that because v'iska shesil avaya. She leaves your house for a whole chavahoy saliyashachar, and she gets married to somebody else. So in the same passage, it talks about yitziyah, going out, and vahoysa, she becomes married to somebody else. So I would think mahavaya kishemasav atzmal ish efshe bekesef. We learn on Gemara Kedushin if I'm kicha kicha mister Yefrain, maybe here also. That's what the Torah says an extra time. Because I have law, no, only with a ksiva, with a get, you could make gerushin and not with money. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Hai Svar Minole. He needs the word because of law to teach us that you don't have to use a piece of parchment. You can use even paper. So how does he know only with writing and not with money? So he answers, Mi Sefer Krisis Navgale. In other words, it says next time, Sefer Krisis. So we darshan, Sefer Kursa, only a Sefer, only something written could make the Gershon. V'yein Dovaracha Kursa. Nothing else could chop off, could make Kursa, could separate you and your wife. Now, since the Torah says the word krisis, near the word sefer says, because of law, sefer krisis, why does it say the word krisis next to sefer? To teach us, only with a sefer can you be curious, can you make a gift, and not with money. For the Marvi Iduch, what do the Rabbanim do with this? Why don't they also learn out from here? And then it's a kasha, why does the Torah say because of law? So what says the Iduch, the Rabbanim, who me boyle, no, this pasuk of me sefer krisis, I need for something else. That we learn out, Ledover HaKuris Beinoy Leveino. You know what a get has to be? A get has to be you separate yourself now from you and your wife, and you have nothing to do with her. It has to be a Dover HaKuris. You're chopped off, you're separated. Kiratanya, like this. Let's say somebody gives his wife a get, and he makes it tonight, he makes a condition, and he says, HaReza Gitcha, I'm giving you a get, a kosher get, but Almanas, on the condition, Shletish the yain, you should not drink wine anymore. Or else, for Yalmanas, Shletelch Lebeis Avicha, Lyerlam. Almanas said, you can never go visit your father's house. I'm giving you a get now. But the get is only chal if you never drink wine or you never go to your father's house. Anytime you go to your father's house, the get will not be chal. So Gemara says, Alokhar is ain't zakrisis. Even if she never goes to her father, never drinks wine, the get is not chal. Because that's not called krisis. Because the rest of her life, she still has ties to her husband. She still is not allowed to drink wine or she can't go to her father's house. You know why? Because of the get. So that's not called krisis. Krisis means you have to be separated. The Gamri, she doesn't have to have any ties up with you anymore. Mashenke and Kol Shloshim Yoyim. Let's say that tonight the condition was only for 30 days. The husband says, here's a get, on a condition that you don't drink wine for the next 30 days. That's okay. Here is the krisis. That's called krisis. Because after 30 days, you're not going to have any more ties with him. That's enough. Even though for 30 days you have to worry not to drink wine, but she's allowed to get married to somebody else right now. Right now the get is chal. Right now it's called krisis. It's only a chesaron if you have ties with him the rest of your life. But it's only for a zaman, for 30 days like, then even right now the get is chal. That's why the pasuk says, because of law, sefer krisis, you have to be chorus chopped off from your husband. You can't make tanoim that she has to listen to you, loylem. Kadimar v'iduch, like what does Rabbi Yosi Aglili do with this? Mi chorus krisis nafka. The Torah Kurs said the word chorus. It says, because of law, sefer chorus. Why does it say loshin? Because of law, sefer krisis, or double loshin like. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns out two things. Mi chorus krisis nafka. One, this last drosha. And also, that only with a get and not with money. V'iduch, what are the Rabbanim? They learn out with two different things. For money, they learn out the cost of law. Only ksiva, not money. And for krisis, learn out from the word chorus. Krisis. So why don't they learn out two things from the word krisis? The Torah says, krisis loidarshi. The Rabbanim hold that's urche de milsa. You don't make a drosha from chorus and krisis. Even though the Torah could have said the word because of law, sefer chorus, but when it says krisis, that's also a normal way of learning. So I mean, I don't learn out any chidushim from this, only one chidush. So Rabbanim say it means you can't make a tanai liyolim with her. How do you know not with money? That's the Rabbanim say from the word because of law. So I mean, everything's good according to the Rabbanim. According to Rabbi Yosi, you need an extra pasuk. He learns out two things from the word krisis.
Mishnah says, "Oy says sukosoi bein hoilonis." Somebody makes a sukkah in between trees. In other words, vohilonis defines law, and you want to use the trees to be your walls is kshera. Hey, so you have a nice, even though you put the schach on top of the trees, still it's kosher. Trashi bein hoilonis boritz for loisom chaleim avolhein daf neser. In other words, you have a frame that the schach is going to be held up by, a kosher frame, a wooden frame. You're only using the trees just to be the wall, to be the defanis. So now the Mishnah says, Kshera, you're allowed to use the wall of a tree to be your daif and your wall for your sukkah. Omer Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, kol mechitza sheini yecholo lamoid, baruach metzuya, eina mechitza. Eina mechitza that can't stand up by normal wind. If normal wind comes, we'll blow it down, or a lav daf can really blow it down. It just means we'll blow it back and forth. That's not called a good mechitza. Rashi says, not that it'll throw down, it'll just make the wind, the mechitza shake. If the wind is going to make the wall shake, that's not called a good mechitza. That's a little bit of the problem when people make the canvas sukkahs. They use canvas for the walls. They have to make sure to tie it down nicely. They're usually supposed to tie it down at the bottom also. Because if you don't tie it down, sometimes the wind could come and blow the wall back and forth. That's no good. It has to be tied down pretty tight that the wind can't shake it. So that's Rav Acher Rav Yaakov's halacha. Now the Gemara asked the kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hoy says sukkos bein ilonos, if somebody makes a sukkah in between the trees, voy ilonos, the finest law, and the walls are the trees, is kshera. It's kosher. For the Gemara vor kozo v'yosi, like who says we're talking about a strong tree? Maybe we're talking about a light tree, a small tree, that shakes back and forth. So how could you use these trees for walls? The chur of the wind shakes the tree. Now the Gemara Hakam asking and the caution. No, we're talking about hard trees, not young soft trees. Trashi Ilonai is the cane of the oven. Talking about old trees, thick trees, a lot of a thick tree. So a thick tree does not get you, the wind doesn't shake it. Fred Gemara Vuika Naifai, but you have the branches, and sometimes you're using the branches for the wool. And the Gemara the Ovid law. The Ovid lay, Pahutsi Vidafne, Enechanami. If you're using the branches, the leaves, you have to like weave them in with straw to make sure they can't move. In other words, you have to take care to make sure it's a little bit strong. And Rashi says, Eka Naifai, Sherlocho Bo, Pavim Shafa Naifin Adaifin. You use the branches and sometimes the branches shake and it's part of the wall. The Terat says, no, the Ovid lay, Oirig Ha Naif. You have to weave the branches, Kimin Mechitza, make it like a Mechitza. In other words, weave the branches one with the other. Here, Rashi says, in order that the wind should not shake it. Like, it doesn't have to be the wind could blow it down. You don't need so far to postle it. It's enough just that the wind makes it shake. That's a postle mechitza. So here we're talking about that the twig, the branches, you wove one with the other, so now they don't shake. For the Mari Hochi, that's the case of our Mishnah, Maila Mehimra. So then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah, like Shita? You have the schach and a good frame. You're only using the trees for the walls, so why not? The walls can be made from anything. And if the Gemara Ma, the time I would have thought, Nigzar, Duma, Ostilia, Shtamushai, Bilon, let's make a Gzera, maybe you come to use the tree. Kamash Vlon, we're not afraid. And the locker is, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tif, and who are they? You're not allowed to be Mishtamish. Lamosh, you're not allowed to hang your coat or your hat on top of a tree. So I would think here on Sukkis, maybe on Yom Tif, you'll come to hang your coat on the tree. And that's Osir. Kamash Vlon, we don't make this Gzera. Rashi says, "L'shemusha bilon laniach olav kelov." And let's be afraid. Maybe you forget, and you put your kelim, your hat, your coat. You'll hang it on the tree. Kamashman, we don't make the gzera. But that's the loch. It's also to hang things on the tree. Or if you have things hanging on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Toshima, come and bring. Let's bring our rayas or kashes on Rav Acher Rav Yaakov's halacha that he said a mechitza can't shake. Toshima. Or your shom ilon, if you have a tree, or gather else a wall, or mechitza sakanim, like bamboo sticks for the mechitza, is nidhe mishum diumid. We had this gemara in Ervin, that by the diumid, that means by a bore, that you want to fetch up the water on Shabbos, you're allowed to make easy mechitza on the four corners. You make like L shapes. Each corner you put like a mechitza, an amma by an amma, like an L shape on all four corners, even though in between is up to 10 amas, still it's kosher. Now you're allowed to use these type of mechitzas for the diumid. For the L shape at the four corners, you're allowed to use these types, a geder or a mechitza sakanim. And so the mechitza sakanim could also shake. That's Gemara's kasha. Or else Elon, use a tree could shake. And the Gemara no, Hosam Nami Mishum Diyavad Le Butzavadafna. There also, whenever it says to use a tree, even though sometimes you use the branches, we're talking about a case that the branches will not shake. That you wove the branches one with the other, they're not going to shake. That's why it can be a good nechitza there. Toshima, Ilon HaMesech Alertz. You have a nice big tree, say a palm tree, that's very wide, and the leaves like fold over like an umbrella. And the leaves, branches come down to the floor. So the tree looks like a nice umbrella that the branches branch off and come down to the ground. So the question now is, in underneath the umbrella, underneath the tree, are you allowed to carry there? Is it called the Rosh Hashanah Yochid or not on Shabbos? You want to carry more than Dal Damis. So the Shalom is postured, you have mechitzis. The leaves of the trees are coming down all around you, so those are good mechitzis. So the din is, in a noifoy gevoyim in oritz, if the branches, when they come down, they're not higher than 3 tefachim off the ground. In other words, you could say loved. In main noifoy gevoyim in oritz, loisha tefachim, metaltlem tachtov. You're allowed to carry underneath this tree. It's called a good mechitza. In other words, the branches off a big palm tree, like an umbrella, and the branches come down that they're less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so you say loved, it's like attached to the ground. So if you're inside a tree all around you, you have mechitzas all around you, like a circle of mechitzas. So you're allowed to carry. Fredi Gemara Amai, Ha-Ka'ozul V'yosi. Here also, the stem of the leaves, the branches, when the wind comes, it'll blow them, they'll shake. So why is it called a good mechitza? And the Gemara here also now, Ha-Samnami D'yavad Le'butzav Dafna. Again, I'll tell you, talking about that you wove the branches together, that they're not going to shake. Fredi Gemara Yehochi, if so, Netalte V'kulay. If so, that you made mamish good mechitza to this tree, you mamish wove the branches, so l'chura, no matter how wide the tree is, it should be called a good rishus ha-yochid, and you should be allowed to carry inside there. Aloma, how come, Omer Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, how come Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said like this, a metaltlin boy ela beis hasayim. You should know you're only allowed to carry under this tree if it's not wider than beis hasayim, not wider than two saws. It can't be wider than 70 yamis by 70 yamis. That's always the shear. Rashi says, Elim kein einoi hevi elo kishir beis hasayim kichotzer ha-mishkan. That's the size of the chotzer of the mishkan. Sheshir zeh noster chom l'chol hekev. Shein l'adira. Anytime you make your mechitzes that you don't really live inside those mechitzes, you're not allowed to carry if the mechitzes are wider than a beis hasayim. V'im godolu mikan hevi karmelis. Mid the rabbon and the gaver of the din of a karmelis. V'im metaltlem boy. Now, here the question is, why is halacha that if the branches spread out so far, more than 70 yamis by 70 yamis, we say now you're not allowed to carry inside. These are not good mechitzas, you can't carry inside. The question is, why not? If you're telling me now we're talking about that you wove them, you braided the branches together, slachur, you made the branches, you made a good mechitza, and the habimim is you plan to live there, so why isn't a good mechitza? And if the Gemara the Teretz says no, here it's worse. Mishum dehevi dira shetashmisha liyavir. That you plan to live under the tree, it's not really called you plan to live there dira kfa. It's called you're only using it to protect you from the sun. It's called Mishum David Dirish at Ashmisha Liavir. You're using it just to protect you from the sun. The Chol Dirish at Ashmisha Liavir. Anytime you're only using it to protect you from the air, is a metaltlem boy. Elo Sasayim. Hey, you're not allowed to carry in mechitzes once they're wider than a base Sasayim. If you don't live inside the mechitzes. So Rashi learns, Shetashmisha Liavir means, Einu Asuya Dirazu El Litzerach Avir Shechutzlo. Lishmor Hasodis, Vieno Chashuva Dira Lahatirek of Godol. Rashi's Lava means the reason why you would want to stay in this tree is not because you want to live under the tree. It's not a place you live. It's just that you have to be ashamed, you have to watch the fields, and outside it's too sunny, so you want to stay under the tree. But under the tree is only for the purpose to protect the outside fields. So that's not called a good makom dira. And that's the klal. Anytime you have mechitzas, no matter how good the mechitzas are, even if you made the mechitzas, but if you don't live in that place, then if the hekif, if it's wider than a base asayim, it has a din karmelis midrabanan, and you're not allowed to carry more than daldamis. Nafkamina by a park. If you're in a big park sometimes, even though there's mechitis all around the park on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry there more than daldamis. If it's wider than 70 yamis, which would be if it's 140, if it's 140 feet by 140 feet, you would not be allowed to carry inside the park. Because the mechitzah is there, even though they're good mechitzahs, but it's not made to live inside there. Anytime you don't live inside the mechitzahs, The Rabbanan said if it's wider than the base of Sayim, it doesn't look like you have mechitzis. It looks like Rishus Rabbim, you're not allowed to carry. See here also, even though the tree here, you braided the branches, they don't shake the branches, it's like good mechitzis, but since you're not living there, you're only using the inside to protect the outside sadis, that's not called a good hook of ladira, that's why you can't carry. But not because there's something wrong with the actual mechitzah itself. Toshima, I'll come and bring you another raya. Shavas Patel. Let's say somebody now began to Tchum Shabbos. How far are you allowed to walk on Shabbos? So let's say not in the city, you're someplace outside. Now, Shavas Patel, you got stuck on top of a mountain. Tel means a little hill, let's say. Shugavo Yasara, the hill or the mountain is at least 10 tefachim off the ground, so it's called the Rishus by itself. It can be wide, anywhere from 4 amas wide, up until this base of Sayim, up until 70 by 70 amas. The halacha is then, like it's called the Rishus HaYochid, and if you're staying there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's like your Dalad Amas. That's your Makim Dira. Now from outside this, you could walk up Alpayim Amah. Mashenkin, if you wouldn't be on top of a cliff, on top of a hill, you'd just be on the ground itself, you're out in the fields on Shabbos, then we say wherever you are, Dalad Amas around you, that's your Makim where you're living. And out of that, you can't walk more than Alpayim Amah. That's Loch of Tchum Shabbos. Mashenkin, now that you're on top of this hill, that has its own shame, Rishus HaYochid, because we'll say good achis, good asik. The end of the hill goes up, the mechitzas go up, so you have mechitzas on top of you. It's called like Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, the whole thing is called like your house, and outside that, you first start counting your Alpayim Amah. The same thing with a ditch in the a hole in the ground. V'chein benika, if you have a hole in the ground, shu'al nekasar, if the hole in the ground is at least deep, 10 tefachim. So again, it's also called its own Rishus, like Rishus HaYochid. It has to at least be dal damas wide up into a base asayim. The same halacha that makim is called your dira, and outside it you first start counting your payim mama to walk chus tchum. Now the chiddush is when I give you a case arayi from us is the next case. V'chein koma kitzura. If you are in the middle of a wheat field, and in the middle of the wheat field you cut down the wheat, ushi boilas makifa soisa, but you have around the field you still have wheat. The stalks are still there. So in the middle of the field, it's flat. Just around the field, you still have the long stalks still growing there. So that's like mechitzis around the field. So halacha is again, mahalach es kula v'chutzla payimama. You're allowed to walk around this whole field. It's called like your daladamas, even though it's wide up into a base of sayim, because it's called like a good rishus yochid. And you first start counting your payimama outside this field. Now the kasher is, these stalks that are growing, the wheat stalks, I forgot the cause of a yossi. Regular stalks of wheat, the wind comes, it blows it, it shakes. So what do you say now, if around the field you have these stalks growing, it's called like you have a mechitza, that inside the field is called the Rishus HaYochid. So it's all like Daladamas to you. You're allowed to walk outside at the Paimama. Why? According to Rav Yaakov, it should not be called a mechitza, because the wind shakes it. And if the Gemara know, there also, we have to tell me a story that you made those stalks, you braided them, you wove them together, that you have other sticks there, keeping them together. So therefore, right now, the wind cannot shake it. That's why the stalks are called the mechitza. But Allah, we talk about like Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, that you have to make sure your mechitza, the wind cannot shake it. If you only have a curtain for a mechitza, that the wind shakes the curtain, that's not called the good mechitza. Right. Mishnah says, Shiluchei mitzvah peturim min asukah. If somebody is sent to do a mitzvah, he's on his way doing a mitzvah, and it comes now Chag HaSukkos, he's potter from eating in the sukkah. He does not eat in the sukkah. So Rashi says the Chiddush. Rashi says, Shiluchei mitzvah holchei b'derech. People that are traveling on the road, the mitzvah, do a mitzvah, they're going to learn my Torah, they're going to learn Torah, they're going to yeshiva to learn Torah. Hulakpa p'nei rabbi, they're going to be mekabel the Rebbe. Liftei shvuyim, they're going to redeem people that are captured. So that's called they're going to do mitzvahs. So there's a famous shalom in this Rashi. Lul my Torah, usually the klal is, when you're learning Torah, that doesn't pot you from doing other mitzvahs. The klal will soon see the whole sugi of Isaac, the mitzvah, pot them in a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah, that doesn't apply to limit Torah. That's a pasuk the morning in Chagiga learns out, that when you're learning Torah, you have to do other mitzvahs also. So why does Rashi say, if you're going to learn Torah, are you potter from mitzvahs? When you're learning Torah, not potter from the mitzvah. So let's say, talk about maybe holchim are different. That's only when you're actually learning the Torah. The other svar is, like, what are you learning Torah for? In order to be able to do mitzvahs. So if you're going to tell me you don't have to do mitzvahs, that's not the purpose of learning. No purpose of learning is to do mitzvahs. So the shetz of a mitzvah comes about that you have to do it. It's EF shalasosan deyachar. You have to stop the mitzvah and you have to go do it. Come sukkahs. You can't say I'm learning, I'm not going to do sukkahs today. I'm not going to do lulav. You have to stop learning and go do mitzvah sukkah. Do mitzvah lulav. But that's only because the whole Indian of learning Torah is to do the mitzvahs. But here it's a different mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is holchim. You're traveling, you're going. That's not the actual learning Torah itself. That's called stam yoistik in the mitzvah. Here Rashi holds you put them in a mitzvah. So next Rashi says, p'tur min asukah, v'yafilo b'shaschan yosin. That's the chiddush here. Not only by day when they're traveling are they potter, but even when they rest at night. Let's say you're traveling. Sukkah is the 7 days. So what do you mean travel? You don't travel 7 days straight. You're zikr rest at night. So what about at night time when you go to sleep? Do you have to sleep in the sukkah or not? Rashi says you potter from the nosom. V'yafilo b'shaschan yosin, also you potter. And so you ask the kash and Rashi like, why? We know the klal is oisik b'mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. Moshe, somebody's wearing tzitzis, so he's doing a mitzvah. Do you want to tell me he's potter from mitzvah the rest of the day? I'm doing a mitzvah tzitzis. You tell me oisik b'mitzvah. He's potter from the mitzvah. I wear tefillin. You wear tefillin the whole day. So you want to say you don't have to do any other mitzvahs? Halacha is not like that. Like we'll soon see the psukim. Even though we darshin oisik b'mitzvah is potter, that's only when you can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. Like you're busy, you're oisik doing the mitzvah. Like b'shash, you're putting on tefillin. When you're doing the mitzvah tefillin, you can't do other mitzvahs. So b'shash, you're doing one that you can't do two, you don't have to do the second mitzvah. But when you could do two mitzvahs, havad, you have to do two. So go to kash here also. When they're sleeping at night, like l'chura, why can't they sit in the sukkah? Then they're not being torahed in the traveling. They should have to sit in the sukkah. So the last line of Taisa says, the shluchim mitzvah, Taisa says, that tzorach leimam, to'ochi nami, ayri b'chi ha'gavna di mitzvah, b'chi mitzvah, sukkah, have mevatlim mitzvahs. But talking about that, if they're going to be bothered at night time, they're going to have to find a sukkah to sleep in, they're not going to be able to sleep good, they're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. But talking about a case that to have to look for a sukkah is going to stop you from doing the mitzvah. So if that's the case, you have a right to sleep outside the sukkah. Then, if your mamash have a choice in front of you to sleep in the sukkah, to sleep out of the sukkah, if it doesn't make a difference, if that doesn't stop you from doing the mitzvah, Havad will have a chiyuv to even sleep in the sukkah. But talking about a case that if you'll have to look around to find the sukkah, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. So holchim b'mitzvah is oisik. B'mitzvah is potam in the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says, chul cholin, if somebody is sick, u'misham shayim, someone is taking care of the chola, is also p'turim in a sukkah. He's also potam in the sukkah. Chur is a mitztayer, he's a chola, he's a sick person, doesn't have to eat, he's potam from the sukkah. Oichlin v'shoysen arai chus the sukkah. Halacha is you're allowed to eat or drink, teres arai. Because even though you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. That's only achilas kfa, a permanent suda that you're not allowed to eat outside, like more than a beyim. If you eat bread more than a beyim, you can't eat it outside the sukkah. Ma'ashenk il achilas arai, only temporary eating. The mosha less than a beyim, that even a bread, you're allowed to eat even a piece of bread, less than the size of an egg, outside the sukkah. That's mutter. But another more says, Minoha Nimili, how do we know the Yisrael of our Mishnah to say that Shluchei Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah? How do I know that? A tremendous Chiddush. That because you're going to do a Mitzvah, now it's Sukkahs, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. The Torah Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, B'shiftecho b'beisecha, Pasha by Kriya Shema, when you're going, B'shiftecho, when you're sitting in your house. So Midashin, Prat Liyosik B'mitzvah. Like when do you have to say the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, when do you have to do this Mitzvah? When you're sitting in your house, but not when you're being Oisik and doing a Mitzvah. When you're oisik and doing a mitzvah, when you're doing one mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do the other mitzvah. That's the Pentecost says, "Belechtecha b'derech," when you're going in the road. Prat, that's another diik, lechosin. That a chosin, the night of his chasna, he's potter, he doesn't have to say krishma. Mikan omer, from here we learn out, that a kernes es apsula, if somebody gets married to an isha, the first time he's getting married to a besula, is potter, he's potter from saying krishma. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. That is also called oisik b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Even though the night of the chasna, he's only doing the actual mitzvah, the bia, later on at night. But the chur during the chasna is not doing the amaisa bia. So the chur is not being oisik in the mitzvah. So why doesn't he have to say krishma at the beginning of the night? So Teres will soon see it. There's another type of oisik, betirda. In his mind, he's thinking about doing the mitzvah. It's something new. The first time he's doing the bia, and she's a psula. He doesn't know how it's going to go that night. So it's on his mind. So since he's thinking about doing the maisa bia, which is a mitzvah, we tell him he has a right to keep on thinking about it, and he has the psur not to say krishma. That's a special pasuk. Ma'ashen kein, v'yasal monachayiv. If you're marrying the second time, or else you're marrying an almona, you're marrying a wife that was already married once, so the pshat is she's a bula, she had already bia, said it's not so hard to do it the first time. Well, even though by you, you're a bachur, but since she was already married, she's a bulo, so then the first B is not that hard, so you don't think about it that much. Therefore, we say, you have to say Krishna. You have no ptur to say, I'm thinking about the Maisa Biyam. It's not so hard, so you have to say Krishna. Here you chayiv. Now we'll soon explain. Rashi said, you're not chayiv in Krishna only when you're sitting in your house, and not when you're doing your mitzvah. We'll come before from Masha. Soon we'll say, how do you know this? Now, left to prat lechosin, mitzvah. Like, what do I need a second posik for? I have the first posik. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter from doing a second mitzvah. So Rashi says, itzruch. Leitrei kru, I've added here, I need two psukim, because they're two different chedushim. Diev yiksiv chad, only be the first posik. Kivon the chosid, lav, behed yiksiv. The Torah doesn't say clearly the case of the chosin. However, I would have thought, leipotra chosid, ela, terech, v'yoyse, meleches, mitzvah, v'yadayim. Only in the case where you're really actual right now being oyster doing a mitzvah. Or a mahalach le mitzvah, or else you're walking to do a mitzvah. Or it's only in the case where right now,